This episode recorded before a live audience. Welcome to a bonus episode of These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller and Matt Paris.
Wow, that was different.
I know, because it's a bonus episode, yeah. So we break the rules. Yeah. We're allowed.
Yeah.
We just finished recording a full-length podcast that you probably already listened to, mm-hmm. all about friendship, mm-hmm. and we're doing a bonus episode that's, we're hoping to be about 15 minutes, mm-hmm. but you know,
yeah,
we're in charge.
We might go over.
It might be 20. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about friendship, and this puts me in a really awkward spot, because if you've been around the podcast, mm-hmm. for any length of time,
yes.
I'm the one that comes with notes, mm-hmm. and Leanne doesn't. So I usually drive the ship,
you
and
do.
She's the dinghy following me along. And now it's like she's driving the ship and I'm her dinghy.
But you mean, but it's like dinghy like a boat, not like dinghy like ding dong.
I mean, it's open to interpretation.
Okay.
You know, I think I know that you have something planned to mm-hmm. talk about me,
yeah.
but I do want to talk about you for just a second. You know, if you've been around the podcast, or you know us, or maybe you're friends with Leanne, there's something that I coined, I should get it trademarked, called Miller Time.
Oh, sure.
And Miller Time is a special time.
It is.
That I submit to hesitantly, very infrequently.
Yes.
Because if you know about Leanne, Leanne's concept of time is very different than mine.
I have time blindness.
You do have time blindness. Huh. I think, is there a screener for that? I don't think there is yet. There is. The counselor says there is a time blindness screener.
Okay.
But you know, if you've been around Leanne, she will say, hey, we're going to run a couple errands. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden you're getting a Valvoline instant oil change
yeah.
for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, we just have to stop in at Betsy, the seamstress
yes.
that lives in Berlin in a condo
true.
And
yes.
drop off 5 dresses.
Yeah.
You just never know what you're going to get into. And when I think
that's
about,
why they say, welcome to Miller Time.
That's right. Because you're on, when you were in Leanne's car, you were hostage. You are hostage. And you even, on this very day of recording,
yes.
literally held me hostage in your car.
I did.
And I felt trapped.
It was fun.
I was entrapped.
It was fun for me.
It was fun. And I think it was great for you.
Yes.
It was great for you, but I wanted out.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I just feel so trapped by your time. And I am not type A, but compared to you, I am a spreadsheet king.
Yes.
And so one of the funny, fun parts of our friendship is just your spontaneity. And I can be like that, but I want to know, like, am I giving you an hour of spontaneity or 8 hours of spontaneity?
No, you're given about 10 or 15 minutes, not too long.
that's
listen,
me.
This is why Breakfast Club, Daryl says, we are not Breakfast Club at all. Breakfast Club is like Breakfast Club becomes Lunch Club becomes Early Dinner Club.
Yeah.
Sometimes we sit there all day.
Because you're on Miller Time.
Sometimes we only have 3 hours.
That's
but,
right.
But especially when they come to the farmhouse, it is Miller Time.
It is Miller. You're yes. on Miller Time when you're with Leanne.
Okay.
All right. I'll submit to you all now. Right. I will be your dinghy. Mm-hmm.
Well, Matt.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Well, Matt. there's a little old friend that's come to meet you.
I know exactly what you're talking about now.
I brought a visual aid. So this is a silver fox, for those of you that don't know.
Which is my new nickname.
Silver fox, yeah.
Yeah, with my hair.
That's hilarious. Okay. Many, many years ago when Matt lived with us, this fox. Yeah, go ahead and hold
I'm
it.
I'm close
yeah.
to this fox now.
This fox was hanging out at our house. Now, when I first saw it, I thought I was seeing things, truly. And we had a little Pomeranian and a little poodle, and they don't go well with the silver fox. So this fox, I would take the boys to school, and this fox would poke its head up out of the field, or it would be running around the front yard. And I was like, I saw this fox for a couple days, and I was like, I need to call the game warden. So I called the game warden, and I said, listen, we have a silver fox running around our property, and I need to know what to do about it. And he said, well, that fox is probably either sick because we kept seeing it by our pond. He said, or that fox is has gotten out from somewhere. And he said, we're going to give you written permission, or we're going to give you permission for Daryl to take care of, I'll let you interpret that the way you want, of the silver fox. Because I did not want our little, remember our Pomeranian?
Mickey,
we signed adoption papers together. to adopt
that is a story in and of that, itself.
To adopt Mickey. The moment that Matt fed Mickey a whole bag of pepperoni because Mickey was hungry and Mickey threw up for 2 days, I was like, I think I'm taking full custody. So
I am not an animal guy.
I loved that dog. And that dog was tiny. And the game warden said, if we let that fox hang around, that fox is going to eat your dog. And so it was either the fox or the dog. And the dog won. So Daryl takes care of the fox, and I think, oh, I'm going to take that to the little Amish taxidermy man, and I'm going to get it made into a little laying down fox because it's so pretty. So I took it to the taxidermy, and it went a good 18 months before he was done.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So one day I picked him up. The guy called and said he was ready, and I picked him up and I brought him home. And I just had this just ornery thought. And I said to our boys, you know, we should hide that fox in Matt's bedroom. And and I had already tried it out in different places in the room. And so the boys were on board.
And your boys were like middle school.
Oh,
age.
Yeah. They were like 10 and 15.
Yeah.
So we go up to the room, and in Matt's bathroom, there was like the commode was in its own little room. And it was a doorway. There wasn't a doorway, but it was its own little room. So we turned the soft lighting on and we laid the fox on the toilet. And I want to tell you, you want to talk about creepy.
That I mean, look fox, at the eyes.
That fox like... was laying on that toilet, and I mean, it looks real, but it looked real. So we happened to do this on a Monday, which was Matt's longest day at work. And he had this habit when he would come home, he would grab something to eat or we'd have supper, and he would carry his computer up the stairs like a platter.
Well, I was a waiter. So yeah.
I'll never forget him that day, him carrying the computer. He's like, guys, it's been a long day. I'm going to bed. And we're sitting down in the living room. We're like, good night. And he goes in his bedroom and it's silence. And then all of a sudden we hear like fast. And Matt comes running around the corner of the kitchen into the living room. He goes, he's white as a sheet. Where's Finnegan, the dog? And he was in the living room. He's like, Murray, right here. He's like, you guys are gonna think I'm crazy. But I think that there's a fox in my bathroom. And we're like, what? And he's like,
no.
There's a fox in my bathroom. And I have a weak bladder anyway. And that was it. We died. So he's like, you people.
You guys are sick.
You guys have very sick and twisted. So then we said to him, so tell us about what happened. When you need to, do you want me to imitate you?
I like where this is going. Okay. You're doing a good job.
So we said, what happened when you went up into the bathroom? Because it was quiet for a while. And he's like, well, I walked past the doorway and I glanced and then I pressed myself up against the wall. And I was like, there's a fox in the bathroom. So he knew he had to go past the doorway again. And he was like, okay, make a run for it. And he said, he put his hand up by his eyes. And he said, don't look. That's how you ran.
I ran.
And you ran. You came around that corner. I will never in my life. It was worth every single penny to get this box done for that day. We will never forget that. Our boys, we laughed and laughed and laughed. But the funniest part is he ran past
I
it
did.
Like this.
I was like, I'm not staring down a fox. Because, I'm not ready to go toe-to-toe.
Somehow it was going to protect you if you did not look at it.
Yeah, like don't make eye contact with
that
the animal.
That is a city boy right that, there.
100%. I will claim city boy status. I think I love that story. We have gotten a lot of life out of that story.
We have. Oh, it was so funny.
What I love about that story.
Are you petting the fox's tail?
No, not on purpose. Okay. That, I mean, do you want to stare down this guy? I don't want to stare him down.
I think, guys, you're going to think I'm crazy.
I was. I thought I was hallucinating.
But I think there's a fox in my bathroom.
And then it's like, how did an animal get in here? Why is he sitting on there like this? Like with the... There's just so many questions, and your adrenaline's rushing. It's just a lot happening. But you know what I love about this story?
You did pet it again.
I did. I do. It's very soft.
I think I should give it to you one year for Christmas.
I think.
Would you put it in your office if I gave it to you?
Yeah, I'll put it in the podcast studio and it can watch us. Okay. We could put it in the bathroom off of the podcast studio and on the toilet.
For old time's sake.
What I love about that story, though, and what is just a good reminder is in friendship, we laugh. We truly do laugh. I was telling somebody at the break, when we first started this podcast, I actually shared it with my therapist. And I said, hey, we're starting a podcast. And she was like, well, what's the name? And I told her. And a few sessions later, she's like, hey, I've been listening to your podcast. And said, I want to let you know what I love about your podcast with your friendship with Leanne is you guys tease each other in a fun way that's not critical or harmful. And it just models a fun friendship.
Yeah, we don't cross the line into like disparaging humor.
No.
Like, right?
I mean,
like,
do we get close? I don't think we get close.
No, it's all in fun.
Yeah, it really is. And I think that is one of the things that I take away from friendship as we've been talking about friendship tonight is find ways to laugh with your friends.
Yes.
And tell stories. You know, if you do have that
use
history,
a fox if you need to.
Yeah. And when I think about being on Miller Time, this is the story I thought of about Miller Time.
Okay.
Maybe about a year and a half ago, we were preparing for a live event in Amish country at Be Fearless.
This is a
one
true
of
story.
Our favorite places.
This is a little traumatic.
Yeah, I was truly trapped in Miller Time. And if you've ever, for me, when I'm in Amish country, if you go, this might sound weird, but sometimes you're going on store to store to store to store.
Right.
And that was our day. It was back to back to back.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And I think we did stop somewhere and eat. And I didn't feel great.
You didn't.
And we were sitting at the light.
This has never happened.
For locals that know what we're talking about, I'll paint the picture for you. We were sitting at the light in front of Highland High School.
Yes.
And I said to Leanne.
Driving toward Berlin.
Yeah, driving towards Berlin. And I said to Leanne, I really don't feel good. And she was like, for real? You don't feel good?
Exactly.
And kind of dismissive.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't say that.
I'm like, you look good.
You look healthy. You look like a strapping young lad.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, Leanne, I really don't feel good.
And then
so
you said,
I said, I think I'm going to barf.
Yeah.
And she was like, what? And the light turned green and she drives like a grandma. So we do know that. But when she heard barf, she put the pedal to the metal and she turned that right turn and a quick left right into Troyer's Country Market. Troyer's, if you're listening, we still are so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Because she whipped into that parking lot so fast, simultaneously while I was trying to get out of the car. So I'm buckled in and I fling the door open so I can barf.
I literally thought I was going to lose him out the door.
And it truly looked like a super soaker. Do you remember Super Soakers from the 90s? It was like, she's flying in. The door flings open.
All I could see is you tumbling out.
And finally, I didn't fall out of the car,
though. You didn't.
I was still buckled in, but my spray,
it was
like Shamu in the splash zone. It was like, get out of the way, because I flung the door open and some of it ended up on the ground, uh-huh. but sad to say,
yes, sad
most
to say.
Of it ended up in your cup holders.
Yes.
In the door.
In the door cup holders.
Of your car. And,
yeah.
And you're still driving that car today. And yeah. I thank you for that.
Yeah. And I did have paper towel in the car and I kept going like this. But,
and
yeah,
so
yeah,
I would like to publicly apologize for barfing in your cup
yeah,
holders.
It's okay. You can barf in my car. You were sorry.
We're there. We're there.
You're petting the fox.
I am. I can't stop. So all that being said is in friendship,
yes.
find friends you can yes. laugh with because it truly does make life feel
yes.
a little lighter.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for telling that story.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's always good to relive that story. And I hope this fox lasts forever.
Listen, and if you ever encounter a wild animal, just know if you shield your eyes, don't give eye contact and run. You're probably safe.
What a good parting shot.
Whether ordinary or extraordinary,
we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.